James Madison, known as the father of our Constitution. I often find myself bewildered at the people in this country as to how blatantly blind and deaf they are to the issues that are directly in front of their faces. In this country, people are led to believe, through the lying state-controlled narrative, that the only people that are under attack by some dictator, well, of course, that only takes place in a third world nation. So, without further ado, let me lay some questions for you to ponder and to consider. Since September 11th, 2001, who has been creating unconstitutional bureaucracies to further control and oppress the American people? Has it been a third world foreign dictator? Was the unconstitutional Patriot Act enacted by a foreign government? The Patriot Act was not read by one representative and was pushed through at 3:45 a.m. Or what of the unconstitutional Department of Homeland Security, which is premised on a pretended authority, stacking oversight and control over those who are known Muslim Brotherhood operatives? The Transportation Security Administration is another pretended authority and created office to violate Americans while traveling to and fro. Remember, this does not apply to illegal immigrants. They are there to harass Americans, which is a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Is it a foreign third world dictator that is labeling American Christians and patriots as the enemies of the state? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is covering up for terrorists? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is suing governors on the southern borders who are magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic against illegal immigrants? Is it a foreign government attempting to divide and conquer the American people in hopes of domestic insurrection? Or was it a foreign third world dictator that released 179,027 illegal felons onto the streets of America, of course, only endangering the lives of the American people? Is it a foreign third world dictator that seeks to strip Americans from the right to bear arms? Is it a foreign third world dictator trying to demoralize America through redefinition of God's design for marriage? Is it a foreign third world dictator attempting to force Americans to pay for the socialist blueprint and unconstitutional Obamacare? Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution. Is it a foreign third world dictator that sends out spoilers to destroy groups that oppose this administration's dangerous ideologies through the Internal Revenue Service? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is promoting and identifying America as a democracy to destroy America's constitutional republic? Read Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. Is it a foreign third world dictator that is illegally, through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, indoctrinating America's youth through International Baccalaureate, a global education scheme, No Child Left Behind, or Common Core? Is it a foreign third world dictator that sanctioned the murder of 3,000 to 4,000 innocent babies in the womb per day in America, totaling 55 to 60 million murdered babies, which is equivalent to 18 states? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is attacking America's Christian heritage and the American Constitution? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is defending, supporting, and promoting America's sworn enemies? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is lying to the American people on a daily basis? Is it a foreign third world dictator that has transgressed the Constitution, behaved badly over 1,063 times in the last 7 years? Finally, is it the American people who have tolerated those who have committed the crimes of a foreign third world dictator in their own country? Why, yes, it is. When God wants to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers, said John Calvin. And while the American people stand back and complain of a criminal administration violating the constitutional covenant, they fail to remember that they are guilty of violating God's. We're going to go live in about 10 seconds here. And in the meantime, what we're doing is just killing airtime. And with that said, again, we've got much to cover today on the show. And we should be starting.
Did you know that the founder state constitutions were an average of only 5 pages nationwide? Did you also know that they focused more on the character of those placed in office more than the laws themselves? For example, Delaware constitutional requirements for men in office. I do profess faith in God, the Father, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. How about Pennsylvania Constitution? I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. And then over to North Carolina's Constitution. No person who shall deny the being of God or the truth of the Christian religion or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state, shall be capable of holding any office or place of trust or profit in the civil department within this state.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. One of the things that Scripture talks about really quick, because we're going to be talking about the corrupt CPS, Child Protection Services. It's interesting they would call it Child Protection Services when in fact the workers are incentivized to basically get the kids out of the parents' hands so they can be sold into foster care systems. Many of the kids are abused. Many of the kids are murdered. The list goes on. And again, I think it's important that we understand why this is happening. And when we look at Leviticus 26:22, it says, under judgment, I will send wild beasts among you. These people, I'll show you plenty of this, believe me. Throughout the show today, you'll hear plenty of this, which shall rob you of your children, which shall rob you of your children. This is a sign of judgment upon a disobedient nation. Folks, again, what we're seeing is the accumulation of crimes being committed upon you by the state who doesn't have the authority, who are in fact assuming authority that's never been given unto them. Now, the reason I'm bringing up the CPS today is because this has gone across my desk quite a few times. And I continuously hear just little drops of this here and there concerning the crimes of the CPS. And I'll tell you what, folks, if you want to provocate or advocate for war, this is definitely the provocation and the way to do so. Because I can rest assured, folks, that there's people all over this country that are being assailed by the state workers who, again, are being paid to assail the families and to split the families up that have lost their life in the process. And it's like one of the things that I continuously resort back to, which is absolutely true 100%, that I got some things going on my live feed here. But one of the things that I was talking about is how many of these people have lost their lives. And the point that I was going to make is, the bad guys, listen to me, I'm just going to say this real slow. It doesn't get any more simple than what I'm going to say next. The bad guys cannot do what the bad guys do without somebody doing it for them. What is happening in America is self-inflicting. We are destroying ourselves. If the bad guys want to break the law, let the bad guys go to someone's house, knock on their door, and tell them that they have an interest in making sure that the children and their welfare
It was up to par according to our standards, say at the state and the CPS. You know what's also interesting about that is the fact that the state has no children, yet they're assuming authority that now your children are their children. There's an attack going on in the family that needs to stop. Hey, folks, regardless of how it needs to stop, it needs to stop. Because I guarantee you that's exactly how it's going to go down with many people throughout the United States of America. We've seen a little bit of this when they started to knock on doors concerning those that were going to force vaccinate. Hey, folks, I'll tell you what, all of you that think you're just going to get paid to do your job and you're going to go knock on someone's door and say you're going to force vaccinate somebody, you better tell your boss to do that because you're playing the fool. You're a stooge in the hand of a fool because you all the well know he is not going to do it because he's not going to jeopardize his life in doing something that ridiculous. Well, again, this is what's happening. Furthermore, when you look at Scripture, it clearly tells us that those that kidnap, they're to die. Let me say it clearly again. Those that kidnap, they're to die. Let me remind you, the state has no children. What we've seen here in the state of Minnesota, what we're seeing in California, what we're seeing across the United States through these CIA-installed predators called governors today, it's interesting how they're assuming authority by now telling you that you're going to allow your child, you're going to get him in school because if you homeschool him, we're going to consider you to be an extremist and we're going to deal with you. But that's the side of the story that I'm trying to say right now, saith they. That they, if they want to come into school and that little boy wants to be a girl and that girl wants to be a boy and you don't let them do it, we're going to take, listen to me, the state says they're going to take them away from the parents and they're going to transport them and cross state lines as they kidnap them. This is not a joke. Americans, why do we suffer the abuse? And I'm not talking about me in that lot. I'm putting myself in the lot of serving a people here. Why do the people allow these usurpations to take place? Even to the extremity. Even to the extremity. What am I talking about? I want you to listen to this. And if you want to see it on social media platforms, you can. This is a CPS officer going to somebody's home because they got a call anonymously, it doesn't matter who it came from, or it can be just a routine traffic stop by a police officer, and they can just say, I have a concern, or a doctor can do the same thing, which in fact are working with the state, who are incentivized to do this as they work together in unison and committing crimes against the families in this country. But what they're doing, friends, is they're going to the houses, and they're basically saying, we're checking on your welfare, and if you don't do it, then this is what's going to happen. I want you to listen carefully to this. Can we not hear that? Because that is cranked. Basically, what it is a CPS officer going with a police officer telling the family that I am coming into your house. You're not telling me I'm not coming into your house. I am coming into your house. If you don't do what I want, I'm taking your kids. Literally. Then she goes on and says, oh, I know my rights. This is the CPS officer. And then saying that if you don't let me in, and then we go through the process of what I'm telling you we're going to do, then the question that I propose to you is, who do you think the judge is going to believe? Folks, I mean, just blatantly doing this right on camera. I'll take him now. We'll be done. And this is the kind of stuff. The lady goes on. She says, I'll take him now. I'll take him out of your house right now, and we will be done. This isn't about protecting children, friends. This is about kidnapping children. Folks, if you do a little bit of a research on the CPS and the crimes committed and how they're incentivized to do the things that they're doing today, I'll tell you what, you're going to be appalled. And again, this isn't a foreign country doing this, friends. This is people in your own backyard that are willing to do what they need to do so they can get a little money in the process, and they don't care about the consequences. And I'm here to tell you, friends, again, what Scripture tells you. What Scripture tells you to do, that if someone's to kidnap your child, you are to take that person out and deliver them to God. And if you think state, and if you think bad guys for one moment, anybody in their right mind's going to stand back and allow you to do this kind of stuff, their blood, your little CPS slaves, your stooges, their blood's on your hands. Because we already told you what we're not going to tolerate, period. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Sam calling from Minnesota. Are you tired of listening to radio show hosts, public speakers, do-nothing politicians, weak and effeminate men who do nothing but talk and talk about the issues we face in our country today, resolving nothing? So am I, and that's why I listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. Bradley's message of hope and resolve is not only something broadcasted through the airwaves, but also something that he takes to the enemy's front door with a vehement passion. Believe me, I know. I've witnessed it every step of the way as his son for the last 18 years. I don't know about you, but in our country today, we need men now, more than ever, who are willing to take action and not hide behind the safety of a Facebook post from your fake name social media account. Bradley demonstrates his words through actions by preaching nationwide at churches, prisons, high schools, event centers, college campuses, and so much more. Step up to the plate and be the man or woman God called you to be and join Bradley Dean and others in this fight for our generation and future generations alike.
BBSRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob at wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9% was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9% was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, please do 281-845-4704. We're talking about the CPS, Child Protective Services, stealing children, kidnapping children, and then pulling the curtain back concerning what this is all about. This is about them profiting from the theft of family. Also, first and foremost, it's about breaking the family up. But friends, do understand they're being incentivized to do the things that they're doing. They're working with doctors as well. They're working with judges. This is nothing new. And folks, now they're going in for the kill, literally. They're literally going in right now. And I want to tell you, the reason that I brought up this topic today is because we had our friend Bev call in from Wisconsin, who just happens to be on the line right now, calling in randomly, unsolicited-like. So I'm curious to know what it is that you want to bring to the table, Bev. It's all yours, my friend.
Well, thank you for taking my call. You had that woman on yesterday that called in at the very end of the show. I started bawling with her. Can you hook us up? Because if you could, I would be more than proud to walk with her.
Okay. I have no idea, Bev, I have no idea who you're talking about, you're probably going to have to go online on Rumble and then figure that out and then make the connection. Whoever that is, if you're on live chat right now, go ahead and say that's me, and then I'll do my best to connect Bev and you. But go over to Rumble, the Rumble feed, live chat, and see if you can't make connection there, Bev.
Okay, I'll try.
Okay, I mean, there's nothing else I can do. I'm on live radio right now. What I want to do is I want to go ahead and take Tim Brown. We're talking about CPS right now and the crimes of CPS. And the first person I thought of when this topic came up from Bev from Wisconsin yesterday, who was afraid to go out and stand up and protest, and I hope that we encouraged her through prayer and a demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God and His anointing to get out there and do exactly what needs to get done, because more Americans need to stand up and follow Bev's lead. Now, I'm saying that for the very reason that Tim Brown, morning show host, also editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, went through the whole process with the CPS, and he was the first one that I called this morning and asked Tim if he wanted to jump on the show with me and in process go ahead and share his experience with the CPS and how it is that they operate and how it is and what it is that he experienced with the CPS. So without further ado, Tim Brown, thank you for jumping on with such short notice. I appreciate it, my friend.
Anytime.
Tim, you want to go ahead and share with everybody as to your experience with the CPS and what the process is like once it begins? Because one of the things that I notice over and over again is, first of all, they're outside of their scope of authority. They're acting as they have an authority that's never been given unto them. Therefore, they're assuming authority. And I also noticed that the parents are very, for a better way of saying it, the word that they used was terrorized by the CPS, assuming that they're doing something to their kids, when in fact they're doing nothing to their kids. So without further ado, you just go ahead, lay it out, and tell us your experience, please.
Yeah, I guess it was about 18 years ago. Let's see, I don't know how many children we had then, probably like seven, I think, or something like that. RC, he was our youngest at the time, and he was about 8 months old. It was around the end of the year, last week of the year, and everybody in the family, we had by twos pretty much. They'd be sick for 2 days. They wouldn't want to eat or anything. They were vomiting and things like that. And then within 2 days, they were, you know, back to having their appetites, and they felt better after 2 days. And this was everybody in the family, me and Denise included. And then RC got it last. Now, he was always a little child. I think even at 8 months, he was only about 18 pounds. He was a little fella. And when he got sick, of course, he didn't want to eat either. And I think he lost about 3 pounds or something like that. So, you know, he was very, very small. But I told my wife, I said, well, her brother and him were up, and I said, why don't you just look after him, take care of him, make sure he doesn't get dehydrated or anything like that. And that wasn't a problem, but she was very concerned because he was so little. And I said, well, if it makes you feel better, you can take him to the, you know, local pediatrician that we would use whenever we did go. We didn't go for well visits or anything like that. So she took him. I was at work. And she called just crying hysterically saying, they say he needs to go to the hospital or he's going to die. And I'm like, what? And I said, okay, just hang on. I'll come there. So I cut off work. I went down to the doctor, talked to the lady. She said, well, we haven't seen him since he was born. And I said, yeah, because he's not sick. He's been sick the last 2 days, just like his brother and sister. But I said, he'll probably be fine tomorrow. And if he wasn't fine tomorrow, then I would probably say bring him in and check him out and make sure. But the big thing for me was make sure he wasn't dehydrated, stuff like that, and that's what we did. So she said, well, look, I got friends over here in Charlotte, and her assistant said that. And I told them both, I said, you're taking a snapshot of what you see now, and you haven't seen the last 8 months. And you're making this determination off of that. And I think it's ridiculous. And so they said, well, you know, I have friends over in Charlotte, Carolina's Medical. If you take them over there, they'll take good care of them. They'll take care of you guys. I said, okay. So we took him over there in the evening. That was on a Thursday. And we got there around 5 or 6 o'clock. They checked him into a room. These people did, knowing what they're claiming was going on, they did nothing for him. When we changed the diaper, we had to set aside to weigh the diaper. That was all they did the whole night, nothing. Didn't give him food, didn't give him fluids, didn't give him anything. The next morning, just like I said, he got an appetite back. Why? Because my wife, they brought in my wife breakfast. They didn't bring him anything. And so my wife gave him juice, and he drank it up, and she asked if they could get him, you know, some milk, some formula, something like this. And it took them like 2 hours to get him, get that. And the whole time they're just weighing diapers, and then they're trying to push us for shots, for vaccines and
stuff. Yep.
And we're telling them no, no, no.
Yep.
And so finally, they kept us in there from Thursday evening till Monday morning. And he was eating the whole time, wasn't sick anymore. Everything was fine. There wasn't any problems. They wouldn't let him go. And they kept coming in there trying to push their shots on us.
Yep.
And so they let us out on Monday. And a doctor that we never spoke to, never saw our child or anything, sent a message to the York County. This is crossing state lines. Sent it to the York County CPS down here and said that he believed that we were medically negligent.
Yep.
We took him to the doctor. Yep. We took him to the hospital. You know, we trusted these people.
Yep.
And so by the time we get home on Monday night from the hospital, we're here no more than an hour. We have some obese lady drive up in our driveway, call me on my phone and said, can you come get your dog? We had a big old chocolate lab at the time. Can you come get your dog? And so I went outside, I let her in. She was talking about this. And this is, I didn't know how to handle these people or anything. I really didn't know what the procedure was. And so, to be honest with you, I was a little fearful because I didn't know.
Right.
I didn't know what to do.
Yep.
I didn't know how to handle it.
Yep.
So I was just trying to be cautious. And what I should have done was just kept her outside. But anyway, she comes in, and there's some papers. She says, you need to, you know, sign that I've been here and this, that, and the other. And I really didn't want to do that, but I didn't know any better, so I signed it.
Yep.
So then they said, we're going to look at this. And that. Well, they didn't investigate anything. They just rubber stamped what this doctor, who hadn't even looked at my child, said. And they said, we, and I forget the exact terms. They don't use legal terms like guilty or unguilty. They say you're confirmed or affirmed or something like this and something else.
Yep.
And so she said, we're going to set up this protocol that'll happen every week. Our, you know, one of our workers will come in at 7 on Monday or whatever the case may be on Monday morning, and we'll visit with you and check out your house. And I'm sitting here going, why? There's nothing wrong here. And she goes, well, you've been found this. And she explained it to us that it's kind of like guilty, but not guilty.
Yep.
And so they come into the house every Monday, and the first time they're trying to look all over the house, and I said, okay, we're going to stop this. So I get a camera and just sit it right there when they come in, that they're going to see it right down the cabinet we had. And as soon as they did that, they didn't stay more than 3 minutes every time they came. But they were wasting my time because I'm supposed to be at work at 7. But I'm staying there because they're scaring my wife to death. They're going to take our kids.
Yep.
And these women have children of their own, but they stick them in daycare. They don't care for them. They don't. They neglect them all day to come terrorize things like us. And so eventually we went through it. They made us go to doctors, 3 different doctors. One of them was a specialist. And these doctors were just, I got to tell you, just incompetent. They had a chart. If your child is not a certain height and weigh a certain weight, well, then they're unhealthy. And they have a little give, you know, on either side of that. And I just asked, every one of the doctors, I said, is it possible that somebody cannot be on this chart and still be healthy? And they said, no. And I said, why? And they said, because they're not on the chart.
Yeah.
Which is
Tim,
a circular argument.
Tim, hang on a
right?
second. I got a hard break coming up on me right now. Folks, we're talking to Tim Brown, morning show host from Sons of Liberty Media.com, talking about his experience with the CPS. And, folks, we're just trying to make people aware of what is, in fact, going on. They're stealing kids, and they're incentivized to do it. We're going to take a quick break again. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well, then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots, unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm State Representative Walter Hudson from Minnesota. As a public servant, I face constant pressures that threaten to pull me away from my core values. That's why I turned to Bradley Dean and his ministry through the Sons of Liberty radio show. They're one of the only media outlets that truly challenges me to stay rooted in God's word while fighting for liberty and justice in our government. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time for hard-hitting truth that inspires action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Tim, thanks for joining us. I want to have you hold on for just 1 second. I want to show a video and play some audio concerning a woman that took her child to the doctor. By the way, the schools are setting up the kids, too. The nurses in the schools, they're incentivized to get their kids set up on some sort of medication known as ADHD, which is a fictitious disease, said the originator of what they call ADHD in the medicine, the antidepressants, which are street drugs back in the 1950s. And what they're doing is if the kids go in and they got, sugar problems or eating too much sugar or drinking too much sugar and they act out and they get hyper, well, they go to the nurse and the nurse puts them on drugs right away. And if the parents don't go along with it, what happens, the doctors will threaten the parents and say, we're going to send the CPS over to your house. You think that's a joke? Nope, it's really not. Listen to this.
Force me to put my kid on ADHD medicine, or else you're going to call CPS on me?
Be real. I never said anything about forcing you. I'm saying this was recommended for your kid.
There's
you
a listen to the wordplay, the semantics, friends.
Best for your kid. I'm trying to
best for your kid.
Not even do you a favor. Do what's best for your child. And if you don't follow these instructions, man, I will be forced to call CPS.
So you are forcing me. You're saying either
you see
I
this,
put
friends?
My kid on medication that they don't need.
I will be forced to call CPS. You, what you're doing right
if,
now?
In other words, what he's saying, friends, is if you don't put your kid on these meds that I get a kickback for prescribing, what I'm going to do is I'm going to call CPS on you and report it. This is about us taking care of your child. It's not your place to do that, period. They don't have lawful authority to do it, okay? But again, just proving the point how the doctors are working, it's pretty crazy. The people that are willing to do this to their own people, it really is. The love of many will wax cold. Well, that is happening today, friends, in a big, major way. And why is that? Because they're workers of iniquity. That means lawlessness. They don't understand what real love is, the fulfilling of the law, Matthew 22:37. Nope, they're turning each other in now so they can get a little bump in their pay in the process of doing so. As they all say, friends, I'm just doing my job. So let's get back over to Tim Brown, morning show host, who had some experience with the CPS about 18 years ago. Tim, just to get us caught up here, first of all, you go to someone that you trusted. They said, listen, I know some people over there. You are being set up for the kill, figuratively speaking. And then all of a sudden they get you over to a doctor and then they make you go into the hospital, which I'm sure you had to pay for that. And then all of a sudden it went from one thing to another, to another, to another, where it got to the point where they were coming into your house every single week. Let's go ahead and pick up from there.
Yeah, so we videoed them every time they came in. I still have a DVD around here somewhere that's 45 minutes or an hour where I met with two of them, and you know, they tried to talk to me about they care for your child and this, that, and the other, and I said, let's just stop with all that because that's not what you're here for. If you cared about my child, you'd be showing up. You know, in other days, you'd be praying for my child and stuff like this, but you don't do that. I said, you're doing a job. You're being paid to do a job. And by the way, these ladies couldn't tell me what their child was doing at the moment they're sitting in my house because they dumped them off at a daycare.
Yep.
And they're some of the most incompetent people. I tell you, they're easily used. But nevertheless, I had the lady that ran the CPS because something had happened here in the home and we weren't going to be able to make the doctor appointment we had. They said, well, if you don't go to that doctor, we're going to have our attorneys come after you and your kids.
Yep.
Like,
so,
really?
So wait a second. You're going in for help, and then when you go in for help, if you don't play by their unlawful rules, then they're going to get their attorneys, and they're going to sick them on you for not doing what they told you you better do.
Yeah, this is after they've already you know, went through their little kangaroo court stuff that they've done, you know, with me not there to say anything or do anything. And so anyway, we went through the thing, and we ended up going to two or three doctors. I mean, we got doctors telling us, oh, you need to feed them, just you know, melt some butter and put that in them. You got to get some fat on them. And it's like, what? And so anyway, we go through the 9 months. There's, you know, threats a couple of times with different things. And I got to tell you, and I told you earlier, I said, you know, we were planting a church in North Carolina at the time. I told the people, I said, you just need to pray for us. I said, because I find myself having some really dark thoughts about doing stuff to people who are coming and doing this to us. And my dad, he was 70 at the time. He said, I'm 70 years old. I've never seen somebody. He said, anybody that walks in your house knows you love your kids and they love you. He said, you don't have to be in there 30 seconds to figure that out. And sure enough, that was the case. But anyway, they finally got done you know, I guess let us off the hook or whatever. But I guess we're some of the fortunate ones because there's many, and I've taken several people on the radio where they took their kids. And we even had the guy who laid the brick for our foundation. He and his wife had 10 kids, and because he was white and she was black and their kids were considered minority – the Mecklenburg County in Charlotte, North Carolina, they took his kids from a county in North Carolina that was two over from there. They gave the judge, I don't know what authority had to do it, but he told them they could go take children, his children, from two counties away. And they went and took them. Oof. And he fought it. It was a big stink in Charlotte, and they were trying to adopt his kids out at $10,000 a pop. So, So that's for minority kids. And so I don't doubt that there's people in that system that want to help families, but the reality is, you know what?
But if where is it? But Tim, wait a second, though. Wait a second. Where is it their place to do that? I'm not faulting.
That's what I'm getting. That's what I'm getting at.
Yep.
Yeah. That if the men of the community were like they were back probably when you and I were boys, if you were beating on your wife, if you were beating your kids, and I know where I live, and the guys found out about it, they were gonna have a powwow session with you, and it was gonna be a lot of pow and a lot of wow, and you were either gonna get your act straight or you weren't gonna be living around there.
That's right. Can I add something to that? Let me add something to that, Tim,
because
I'm kind of smirking over here because, you know, if that was the case then, I didn't see a lot of it, but I agree with your assessment. But just last week when we were setting up at the Minnesota State Fair, there was a beggar. He was a teenager, and he was a big dude. And interestingly enough, there was absolutely nothing wrong with him. You know, he's out there begging for money. He's standing in front of five places that are hiring, but he didn't want to work. And apparently some guy drove by and said something to him. Well, I'm just coming out of this restaurant right after we set up at the State Fair, and all of a sudden I see that kid who's probably about 6'5", taken off after this guy who happened to be probably in his middle 60s, early 70s, him and his wife. And I get out of the van, and I seen what he was doing, and I recognized how radical this kid was. I recognized where he was from. I recognized that he wasn't just threatening this guy. If he gets a hold of him, he's going to rip his head off. And I found myself jumping out of the van and running over to the aid of the man without even a second thought about protecting that man from that kid. I didn't even hesitate to think to help him. As a matter of fact, I'm the guy that will stop and help somebody. If I seen a crime being committed, I am not just going to walk by it. We used to have laws in place where we used to look out for each other in this country. It's called love. And that's still intact with me, Tim. And so, I'm kind of chuckling a little bit, but I went and reassured that man and his wife, listen, I got your back. You're good. I'm here. And then my son, who just happens to be as big as I am, he comes around the corner. He's scooting over to, Dad, is everything good? I said, I had it. I'm totally fine. I get this kid. And you know what? I would have protected him from the old man, but I would have also turned and loved on this kid too, because I identified him instantly. He was one of those kids that came from what you would probably call the hood. So I got him right away, and I wanted to talk to him, as a matter of fact. So it wasn't just me being a hard guy, but I wanted to protect, and I also wanted to love on the kid that was going to literally take the guy's head off. So anyways, I thought I'd just share that with you.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it a couple of times in my life where the guys do it. My uncle was definitely one of those kind of guys. He lived on his road, and if somebody was stopped in the middle of the night, he said, they're either up no good or they need help, so I stopped to see if I can help them, and if they're all good, I said, well, then you got to get going, because this is my road, and you're not going to sit here in the middle of the night. And, I mean, he was just that kind of man. He cared about his neighbors and stuff.
That's right.
But I've seen stuff like that. But, yeah, they're going to mess around. I mean, I know stories where people did do some gruesome things to some of these people, especially some foster home parents who were abusing their children.
Yep.
That ninja story comes up that I've heard about before. That was before. You know, I was very cautious because I didn't know what I was doing. We got an attorney to write a letter. He said, oh, maybe this will help. And it was like $3,000 for him to write a letter. $3,000 we didn't have.
Yep.
And he wrote the letter, and that didn't do anything. And so attorneys are just worthless to me. I'm sorry, attorneys.
Well, hey, you know what? Jesus wowed them. He wowed them. for withholding the keys of knowledge. They take not a burden upon themselves. They don't. Absolutely agree with Jesus.
Yep. And so, you know, I have learned how they do it. And I think some of the best things that parents can do is just either not answer the door or say, do you got a warrant? If you don't have a warrant, close the door. Be kind to them. Close the door. And probably, I don't know, in some ways.
Hang on a second, Tim. I'm going to pull you over. Hang on a second, Tim. Heartbreak. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Talking to Tim Brown, morning show host from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Talking about the CPS, and we will be right back on the other side. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Tim, I need to throw a couple things at you, guy. Again, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I wanted to let you know we are at the Minnesota State Fair. Been there for going on 15, 16 years now. I got to do my math on that so I can get it clear. But we are on the bottom floor of the grandstand, row three. Row three, east end of the grandstand, Minnesota State Fair. I think it's the second biggest state fair in the United States. So anyways, with that, we have the opportunity of reaching 3.1 million people, and it's exactly what we've been doing. It's not about the money, friends, because if that was the case, we couldn't even afford to stay out there. I'm not even kidding you. It's about reaching out to the lost is what it's about, and taking the opportunity in doing so. So with that, Tim, let's get back to you really quick. And I want to place a piece here from ex-Senator Nancy Schaefer, who whereby her and her husband were murdered 2 years after she started to expose the CPS in the state of Georgia. So I want to try to get to that, and then we got some more phone calls coming in as well. But I want to lay to your candor something, Tim. You agree with Scripture. I know that you agree with Scripture. And when I think of 1 Timothy 1:8, it says, we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully. And we know that the law is not made for the righteous, but for the lawless and disobedient. And we also understand that the New Testament is a fulfilling of the Old Testament through Christ. And again, making distinction between ceremonial law and moral law. But with that, I find in Scripture, because this is what's inside of a man or a woman, if someone dares put their hand on their child. It tells us in Exodus 21, verse 16, that, and he that stealeth the man and selleth him, or if he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death. In Deuteronomy 24, verse 7, the Lord didn't say it once, he said it twice, and he said to confirm the word out of the mouth of two or three. Well, he did just that by his Spirit. He said, if a man be found stealing any of his brethren of the children of Israel, and maketh merchandise of them, or selleth him, then that thief shall die, and thou shalt put away evil from among you. I just want you to go ahead and give me a bit of an exposition as to what you would do if you were in that position. Because we in this country are the government, and we are to govern ourselves. We don't need anybody babysitting us outside of our accountability to our brothers and sisters inside of the church. What say you?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what needs to happen. And I don't know how to teach that lesson. I mean, it's going to be a one-time lesson for people who teach it.
Yep.
Because somebody's going to lose their life over it. And I don't mean through a quote-unquote justice system. It's just you don't go do stuff like that. And this was part of the real dark thinking that I had. I started thinking in terms of being on the offensive to go after them. And that was wrong. I mean, I think everybody probably understands it, but that's the wrong way. It's the thing of when they come to do something to take your children. See, they didn't come to try to take, they didn't take it. They gave a threat. They never tried to come and take them. And if they come to take them, it is a man's responsibility to do whatever he's got to do to stop the people doing it. And look, if you want to back the blue, the brown, whoever you want to back in this kind of thing, you're on the wrong side. And this is why I've encouraged men to come to one another. So maybe it don't have to come to that. Maybe you can just have men in your community show up with a show of force and say, you're not taking the, you're not taking their kids. You're not going to ruin this home. You're not going to ruin our community by doing this stuff. You're going to get the step before you start tripping. And hopefully you get that happening where it doesn't escalate to the other. But if you're by yourself...
When the bad guys understand that there's going to be consequence for you doing the wrong thing,
regardless if
you believe you're doing the right thing or not, you better have the law behind you. There's going to be consequence, and I will teach. Hey, folks, I know out there people they'll die for their children. I mean, that is one of the things that you learn when you have kids, that's just one of those areas you don't go to. My cousin, I remember when I was a 14-year-old kid, said to me around thereabouts, he said to me, he goes, Bradley, I never knew what real love was until my children were born. He goes, I thought I really loved my wife, which I do. But he goes, when my kids were born, it was all over. It wasn't about me at all anymore. Yeah. It was all about the kids. Well, that's what they're touching on. And that's exactly what the Lord is identifying here, that they don't have a place to go there. Again, you can say, well, I've seen good cases with the CPS. It's still lawfully not their place to do it. That would be for their neighbors, their family members, the church members, and the list goes on. Tim, thank you for jumping on.
That's exactly right.
Okay, if you want to go ahead and add to, go ahead. I got to play this video, though. Did you want to get the last word in?
Yeah, that's fine. That's what I'm getting at, but I encourage men to build up one another in the community so that hopefully you can do it without having to do the other and put them in their place to say, if you come to these houses to do it, you're not going to be taking kids from our community.
That's right.
I'd rather have that, but I have no problem with pulling the trigger on any of those guys who would try to come and kidnap my kids. They're not doing it for their safety. They're doing it because they're just, quote-unquote, following orders, but they're not following the law. That's the problem.
Isn't that the message that the American people should be sending to tyranny even as we speak on a plethora of topics as to how they're being assailed today?
They should be.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Totally appreciate the time, Tim. Totally. I want to get over to this CPS and child support scam. This is a former senator named Nancy Schaefer. She started to expose CPS for what they were responsible for and who was responsible for it. And lo and behold, of course, you know, they commit suicide. Her husband kills her, we're told, and then he puts a 12-gauge to his chest and takes himself out. Nonsense, folks. Nonsense. And we got to come to the conclusion as well as with this, friends, that they're not going to tell us these stories anymore. They're going to be held accountable for their crimes that they commit against us. This woman was bravely standing up for children and exposing corruption within the halls of government for what they were responsible for doing, namely stealing children for profit. And that was the consequence. But listen to what she had to say before she was taken out.
Case workers and social workers are often guilty of fraud. They withhold and destroy evidence. And they seek wrongly to terminate parental rights while being protected by state immunity. There is a huge bureaucracy made up of judges, court-appointed attorneys, guardian ad litems, social workers, state employees, court investigators, therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists, foster parents, adoptive parents, and on, who are looking to the children in state care for their job security. Judges have control over private living arrangements and income of 48.3 million Americans.
Is this crazy?
The United States Census Bureau reported in 2002 that $40 billion in transfer payments were made between households of custody parents and other parents. That money, $40 billion, is under the direction and control of family court judges in environments covered with confidentiality laws that protect the wrong people. Fathers are victims of this unjust system. Child support payments, even without having visits with their children,
listen carefully,
are choking the very life out of fathers.
So it's the government behind
Three
this, friends.
Fathers, of whom I am aware and have been in touch with, committed suicide in the last 12 months because they lost the opportunity to even visit with their children. These are crimes.
This needs to stop, friends. This needs to stop now.
Rights are removed.
These people need to be held accountable now.
Human rights, civil rights, and even religion.
This goes on for six more minutes.
One illustration of
I'm just gonna stop right there. I'm just telling you, it needs to stop now. These people need to be held accountable for their crimes. She wouldn't have died had she not named who was responsible for committing the crime. And it's all about the Benjamins. Hey, friends, Deuteronomy 19:19 tells us what they mean to do to you, you're supposed to do to them. And until they learn the lesson that you're not going to tolerate the crime, they're going to continuously do this. They're stealing. If they're not murdering the kids, they're stealing the kids. And they're doing this right in the face of the American people. And the American people are still sitting back, cheerleading their favorite president and their favorite politicians, who in fact are giving a pass, if they're not directly a part of it, to do the things that they're doing. Enough. It's their job to uphold the law, not to tear it down. We got Mr. Downing calling in from Washington, D.C. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Hey, Bradley, how you doing? This is Tanner with Downing. Semi-free term.
Oh, hey, hey, guy. You're coming in really bad, but let's touch base outside of this, Mr. Downing. And in the meantime, what we'll do is we'll get caught up and we'll see if we can't set something up.
Wonderful.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I don't know what's going on there, guy, but it's really bad. Your connection's really bad. Folks, I just want to go back and resort back to what we were just talking about here. On so many levels, the American people, I want to just say this and I want you to hear me. On so many levels, the American people need to understand we are the government under God. Those that serve we the people do not have a right to violate law. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. They do not have a right to do the things that they're doing. Let's all stand up and do the right thing. and look out for each other, which is fulfilling of the law. But outside of that, friends, just because they say they're taking orders and just because that they may have a badge on, friends, as to equating what Tim Brown was talking about earlier, you can't just back it up without knowing what the law says for yourself, because it doesn't always make them or put them in the position of being in the right. Let's do this lawfully. Let's do this right. Let's do this uprightly before God. But I'm telling you, folks, it's not like these people don't know what they're doing, and it's time that the American people hold them accountable for the crimes that they know that they're guilty of. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in, 23 hours. We're out at the Minnesota State Fair, bottom floor, row 3, east end of the grandstand at the Minnesota State Fair. Love you by what we do. Talk to you soon.